Oh, God. The young postman, Everest, the mountain. Oh, no.
Hello, Sue. Do you like my new mountain bike?
Don't pretend, Brian. You know perfectly well that's not a mountain bike.
It is a mountain bike. It's really good for going up hills.
It's got a shopping basket, Brian.
It's not a shopping basket, it's a mountain basket.
Oh, for goodness sake, Brian. Take those ridiculous sunglasses off and help me sort out this sack of letters.
Oh, wait a minute, Sue. I can't remember my combination. Wow, there's so many second class. We'll never manage to sort them all before tea break.
It's not our responsibility, Brian. If people are too tight to pay sixpence more for a postage stamp, then they deserve all they get.
Hey, that one's a bit bulky. Oh, wow, look, Sue. It's addressed to John Peel.
No. Hey, let's have a look. I don't believe this. It's from Kenny Dalglish.
Wow!
Kenny has had a really difficult time recently. He's probably bought himself a cheap second-hand four-track Porter studio and tried to express his feelings through music.
Mm. Is there a letter inside?
Hang on. Oh, there's the cassette.
Mm.
Oh, look. His sister has made him a nice inlay card. How sweet. She's probably doing an art foundation.
Hey, it's very good. It's quite gothic. Is that meant to be Kenny with the sword?
Here's the letter. Dear John, since leaving Liverpool, I have been spending a lot of time in my bedroom writing alternative songs, and I am enclosing my latest tape. Yours sincerely, Kenny Dalglish.
Mmm, Kenny's shown a lot of initiative. Look, Sue, why don't we go up to the canteen and put Kenny's demo tape on the post office music centre? I'm dying to hear it.
Yeah, me too.
Here's your tea, Sue.
Thanks.
Now, let's put Kenny Dalglish's tape on.
1979 was the year of my birthday. I was born in the temple of the sun, and I had a happy birthday. Well, the temple of the sun was a shed in the back. It was made of wood, and I called it my shack. And my love rode naked on the back of a lion on my birthday. And my love rode naked on the back of a lion on my birthday. And my love rode naked on the back of a...
I'm not convinced, Brian.
Oh, don't be like that, Sue. Go on, let's give it another try.
No, Brian, I'm sorry. John Peel will never play this. I think we'll be doing Kenny a big favour if we just throw his cassette straight in the bin. There.
Oh, well. At least Kenny had a go, which is more than you can say for Trevor Brooking.
Hey, there you are. I have been looking for you two everywhere.
Derek, what's the matter?
Oh, I've got some terrible news. Have you seen the Swansdon Bugle? Look at the headline. 1 in 3 postal workers to lose job.
Hey, Derek's right. Oh, and there's a big picture of Swansdon Central. Look, you can see the sorting office.
Pay attention, Brian. This is very serious. Derek's facing the sack.
It all seems so unfair. It's just like when the miners faced a series of illogical pit closures.
Wow, that's a bit of an exaggeration, Derek. The miners had the full support of a whole nation. You're much more expendable.
Oh, come on, you two. Tea break's over. We better go and sort some more second class. Cheer up, Derek. Try to think of some ways to make yourself more employable.
If that's the fastest you can sort letters, Derek, it's no wonder everyone wants to sack you.
Oh, I just can't help it, Sue. Without job security, I've lost all my self-confidence.
Derek, make a special effort. Here comes Mr. Tilbury.
Pay attention, lads. I'm only going to show you this the once. The new excavator. The gimme goes over the left shoulder and locks onto the cleft like so. Start her up with a ripcord. Now keep the guard on or you'll have some poor bugger's leg off. You run out of air, just lie in the trench until the cage can fetch you back up. Best of luck.
I think Mr. Tilbury just sacked me.
No, Derek, Mr. Tilbury wants you to prove yourself. He's just sent you some sort of physical challenge. Probably if you complete it, you get to keep your job.
What, you mean like climbing Mount Everest or something?
That's very ambitious, Derek. Well done.
What? Eh?
Everest is the tallest mountain in the world, Derek. It's incredibly dangerous. But obviously, if your mind's made up, then Everest it has to be.
Brian, I'm not sure about this. No.
No one wants to employ a loser, Derek. If you give up now, you can kiss goodbye to the job market.
Well, we haven't got any equipment or anything.
Well, that's where you're in for a bit of a surprise, Derek. I've got a brand new mountain bike.
Ooh.
It's got a special facility for carrying small packets of food, such as you might need on expeditions.
Oh, this is crazy. I wish I'd never joined the post office.
Oh, don't look at it like that, Derek. Besides, you don't have to do it on your own. Sue and I will come with you. And we'll get some little Chinese person to do all the hard work and then claim the glory for ourselves.
I suppose with my job on the line, I don't really have a choice. I'll just go and make a quick call to my mum.
That's the spirit, Derek. You go and make your phone call. Sue and I will have a look through these letters until we find some plane tickets. Everest, here we come.
Hello, this is your captain speaking. We're now approaching Tibet and the majestic peak of the world's highest mountain, Everest. Let's hope we don't go smashing straight into the side of it. Well, you haven't had anything to eat for the last 8 minutes, so it's about time you had another meal. And, of course, there's no way that this constant barrage of food is to take your mind off the implausibly large danger of travelling in this particular way. Thank you.
Brian, do you want me apple crumble?
No, thanks, Derek. I can't finish mine either. Oh, Derek, this is so exciting. We'll be in Tibet any minute, climbing Everest.
Hey, you two. Guess who I've just met in first class?
Who?
John Peel!
No!
Yes! I asked him to come over and join us. Shh! Here he is now.
Hello. Brian, isn't it? And, you must be Derek.
Hello, John Peel.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you like my mountain bike?
Oh, that's what they look like, is it? I thought they had more gears than that. All old hat to me, of course. Mind you, I had a mountain bike on my show way back in 1971.
So, John, what brings you to the Himalayas?
Don't know, really. Just felt like I had to get away for a bit. Been receiving a lot of really terrible demo tapes recently, and it all started to get me down. Also, I thought I might ask the Dalai Lama to record a session. You want that apple crumble, Derek?
No, go ahead.
Oh, cheers. So, how about you three?
Oh, we're going to climb Everest to try and restore confidence in Derek's ability as a postman.
Not a bad move, really. Yeah, throughout history, people have bolstered their credibility by attempting rather pointless expeditions. And this is obviously no exception. Right. All of that was really just an excuse to play something by the Mighty Fall. Yep, sounding a bit frantic there. Let's try that again at the right speed.
John, Captain wants to make an announcement. Send it off.
Oh, what a shame. I'm just starting to enjoy myself.
This is your captain speaking. I've spotted a bit of flat ground up ahead and I was going to take a stab at, well, landing. Would passengers please return to their seats and fasten their seatbelts? Oh, and please extinguish all cigarettes. One of the fuel tanks blows your torches all to death in seconds. Thank you.
Better be a good boy and get back to my seat. See you later.
Wow. Fasten your seatbelts, everyone. Before we know it, we'll be in the foothills of the Himalayas, about to climb the tallest mountain in the world. Wow. Here we are in mystical Tibet. Come on, we need to ask someone to be our Sherpa.
What about those people with the brightly coloured Tibetan national costume?
Don't be ridiculous, Derek. They're all students in their year off. First thing about mountaineering.
Sue's completely right. Tibet is a very popular place for students. They like to immerse themselves in the culture and buy a mystical rug to hang on their bedroom wall at college.
Tell you what, Brian, why don't we ask that man over on the hillside? The one tending the yaks?
Oh.
He looks far too poor to turn us down.
Good idea, Sue. Excuse me.
Hello?
Derek here needs to climb to the top of Everest, and he was wondering if you would be his Sherpa.
Yes. Oh, yes. Let me introduce myself. My name is Sherpa Tinko. I have my own life here, tending my yaks and looking after my large family. But obviously your short-term needs are much more important.
Well, that's all settled then. Let's get climbing.
Right.
Everest, home of double glazing.
Is this far enough then, Brian?
Derek, these are only the foothills. The notorious black peak of Everest is towering over us, way above the clouds. Come on, everyone give their baggage to Sherpa Tenko and we can make a start.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Wait for me.
John Peel.
Hi. I sort of lost you at the airport terminal and I was wondering, you know, about your expedition and whether you wouldn't mind if I tagged along as well, seeing as I haven't really got very much to do.
Sure, John. Sure, yeah. That'd be great.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah, fine. Oh. Look, you better give all that heavy recording equipment to Sherpa Tenko. Ready then? Off we go!
Okay, just follow me.
Sue, I'm not too sure about John Peel coming along. I mean, it was nice having a chat on the plane and everything, you know, just to pass the time, but I'm not sure I want him round for the whole of the expedition.
Well, it's not my fault, Brian. I was just being friendly. I didn't know he was going to hang around for the rest of the holiday.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad. I mean, he is famous and everything. It's just... all he can seem to talk about is alternative music.
I know.
Please, try and stay together, everyone. We need to get to Base Camp 1 by nightfall. Brian, Base Camp 1, just up ahead.
Okay, Sherpa Tenko, hold the mountain bike for a minute.
But Mr. Brian, it's not a mountain bike. It's got one of those crap bells, look.
Stop, everyone. This is where we're going to camp for the night.
Yeah, basically, Derek, it was the same story as in the late 70s. None of the so-called major labels showed any interest whatsoever, and bands like the Au Pairs and Penetration were very much left by the wayside. Sorry, Brian. Hey, it's a bit parky, isn't it? Takes me back to those early days in Manchester or Liverpool or whatever it is I'm supposed to come from. Yeah. Which leads me nicely into something not altogether unlike this.
John! John, please!
What a great shame. Sorry, Brian. Over to you.
Listen, this is Base Camp 1, where we'll be stopping for the night. It gets very cold, so dress warmly or you'll end up looking like Chris Bonington.
Oh.
Brian,
what's the matter, Derek?
It's John Peel. Keeps talking to me about alternative music. I don't think I can go on much longer.
I'm sorry, Derek. I wish I could help you, but I haven't got any answers. I don't think you should say anything to John about it, though. Confronting a problem like this would be too embarrassing for everyone concerned. In these situations, it's much better just to be nasty about people behind their back.
Sherpa Tenko has put out the tent!
Let's get in the warm, Derek. In the morning, we climb to the top of the tallest mountain in the world.
Good time was had by all. As for the next track, well, I must say, it's difficult to summon any enthusiasm for anything on the Death Dive Fusion label these days. But, hello, Brian. Hi, Derek. Yes, where was I? Oh, yes, it just might be possible, though, so long as it's this.
Yo, Mr. Posey, won't you drop that beat? Yo, Mr. Posey, won't you drop that beat? Yo, Mr. Posey, won't you drop that beat? Yo, yo,
John,
yo,
yo, stop the yo, music!
Oh. What a shame. Oh, it's just getting into that.
Sue, do I detect some form of discomfort in the tone of your voice?
John, I think it's fair to say that we've all had quite enough.
Oh.
It's important to know about non-commercial music, but conquering Everest has to be our first priority.
Yes, you're right, Sue. You're quite right. I didn't realise. I suppose some sort of apology is in order.
Look, well, we'd better get some sleep.
Yes.
We need to be fighting fit for the main assault on the summit.
Has anyone seen my pyjamas?
Night, everyone!
Oh, night, Sherpa Tenko.
Night.
Night, Sue.
Look, everyone, I feel like a breath of fresh air. I'm just going outside. Maybe some time.
For God's sake! sake, hurry up, John. It's freezing in here.
What? Sherpetenko, wake up.
Carry on, old bloody mountain bike!
Wake up. Oh.
So sorry, Mr. Derek. I did not realise it was you.
Sue, Brian, wake up.
What's the matter, Derek?
It's what? John Peel. He's gone.
What?
Someone must have upset him.
Oh, he's even left his bubble hat.
What are we going to do if the post office find out that we've lost John Peel on Everest? I can kiss goodbye to a secure future.
Come on, everyone. We've got to find him. He's never done a proper day's work in his life, so he can't have gone far. Hurry. We haven't got a moment to lose.
Right. Oh, there's no sign of him anywhere.
We'll have to split up. Shevchenko, you and Derek make a strike for the summit. Brian and I will go looking for John Peel.
That's not fair. Why can't we go and look for John Peel while you climb the bloody summit?
That's typical of your selfishness, Derek.
No, it's not.
Just remember that while you're whinging on, poor John Peel is lying in a snowdrift with a frozen beard.
You can take the mountain bike.
Will you come and meet us at the summit afterwards?
Don't be silly, Derek. Of course we will.
Come on then, Sherpetenko. It's time I showed those postal bureaucrats I mean business.
It's no use, Brian. We've been looking for 5 minutes now, and there's still no sign of John Peel anywhere. Let's go back to the tent.
Wait, Sue, look. Just up ahead. Those marks in the snow.
Huge footprints. Come on.
What's this? A backstage pass for an iLudicrous gig.
Gosh. John wouldn't part with that without a struggle.
What does it all mean?
It all means one very simple thing, Brian. John Peel has been kidnapped by some huge snow-dwelling ape. We've got to follow those footprints. And fast.
Let's rest a minute.
Okay.
Sherpa, do you think John Peel's all right?
Yes, of course, Mr. Derek. He'll be fine.
I keep worrying something awful might have happened to him. Aren't you cold with just those shorts on?
Mark said Spencer. Good quality.
Oh.
Oh, wonder.
What's the matter?
It's nothing. It's probably best you do not know, Mr. Derek.
Go on, Tenko, tell me, go on.
It's very frightening, Mr. Derek.
Well, I want to know, go on.
I think perhaps I've been captured by the Tilbury.
The what?
The Tilbury. It is said that in the sacred land of the snows, there is a strange beast. I've had men tell that when the blizzards come, he wanders in the icefall, planning adventurous colour schemes.
That's an amazing story. Do you think it's true?
It is written in legend. So, on reflection, probably not. Forget I mentioned it.
The tracks lead over to that big rock.
There must be a cave behind it. And John is trapped inside. Listen, Brian.
Joy Division.
John Peel must be feeling very depressed and sorry for himself. Come on, Brian. It's now or never.
Let us in the name of the post office.
Oh, pardon me. Bloody hell, you think you're playing at? You'll catch a death of cold. Come in before you freeze us all to death. You must be stark raving mad, the lot of you. John, I think these must be friends of yours.
John Peel!
Sorry if I gave you a bit of a fright. It's just once I got comfy, I didn't feel like risking it.
Sit yourselves down. Go on. Now, can I get you a muffin or anything?
Nothing for me, thanks.
Well, I wouldn't mind a cup of cocoa, if that's all right.
Certainly. Talk amongst yourselves while I pop out to the end suite.
Wow, John, what do you think of all this?
Well, it's amazing what you can do with a few scatter cushions, isn't it?
For God's sake, John, anybody would think you were brought up in a barn. Get your feet off the occasional table.
Oh, sorry.
Now then, you two, you must be absolutely exhausted. Let's see what's in the pantry, shall we?
Ooh.
Hold on. Hey, hold on, Sherpetenko. I think I've got a slow puncture.
Okay, Mr. Derek. I will fix it for you.
Does it pay well, the Sherpa business?
Oh, not too bad, Mr. Derek. Not too bad. Could you toss me the small ice hammer?
Yeah.
Thank you. Usually, I'll get some nice milk bottle tops or some plastic beads.
Are they worth, a lot in Tibet, then?
Not really, no. But I don't like to complain.
Tenko?
Yes?
Tenko, what do you really think of me?
I don't know. You're a nice bloke, Mr. Derek. But you're not very employable.
Double chocolate booster, anyone?
No, I couldn't. I'm stuffed.
Oh. Sue?
Hmm?
Sue, do you think we should go and find Derek now?
What?
Derek, no. I think we should go and find him.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that, Brian. It's been a couple of days now. He'll probably realise we're not coming sooner or later.
Should I put this video in? There's a potentially brilliant performance in it by Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, yeah, that sounds nice.
Come on, Mr. Derek. You can make it. We're almost there. Just think, you might even get a promotion.
I can't. My fingers are too numb. I can't even ring my bell.
Yeah, Mr. Derek, let me try. You sit in the basket.
No, don't be a fool, Tenko. It's incredibly dangerous. If anyone sees us, I'll lose my cycling proficiency badge on the spot.
Come on, Mr. Derek. It's do or die.
Oh, all right. But choose a low gear.
I keep telling you, Mr. Derek, this bike is crap. There is only one gear.
Hold steady. Push harder, Tenko. We're almost there. Keep pushing.
One more. Big push. Yes, I've made it. I'm the first postman to conquer Everest by mountain bike. Yes. Look, Mr. Derek, it's a tragedy. Someone already got here first. See, the Norwegian flag. And look, there's the note.
I don't believe this. After all that effort, let me see. It's from Roald Amundsen. He hasn't even got a mountain bike.
He must have used dogs.
Listen to this. To who it may concern, bad luck. I have already climbed this mountain for the glory of Norway. Or possibly Sweden. What are Sue and Brian going to say?
We're in very big danger.
What's going on?
We have been sitting for too long. The ice cannot take our weight. It is in danger of splitting all around us. And then we fall off the edge of the mountain. It's my fault, Mr. Derek. I've disgraced my honour as a shepherd. If I jump off, then maybe I can save you. Goodbye.
No, Tenko.
Good luck
no.
with the job hunting.
No.
Oh!
Sherpa Tenko, don't be a fool. Sherpa Tenko.
No! Oh, look! The Angel Islington. That's yours, Brian, isn't it?
Mm.
Come on, you two. That's quite enough of that. It's time for lunch.
Coming!
Now then, Sue likes a leg, don't you, Sue?
Well, I quite like a leg as well, actually.
Wonder who on earth that can be. Just one moment. Oh! Better put my cardi on or I won't feel the benefit. Well, 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 what have we here?
Hello, I'm from Swansden Post Office.
Derek!
Hello!
Well, don't just stand there on the doorstep, Derek. You'll catch a chill.
I've got some very bad news, everyone. Huh? We've lost Sherpa Tenko.
Oh, no.
He jumped off the top of Everest to save my life.
Oh,
dear. Yeah. I'm afraid I owe you all an apology. You see, The fear of redundancy made me a monster, but I've changed. For a while back there, I thought I'd lost everything. You, Brian, you, Sue. But it turns out I've just lost Sherpa Tenko, which, you know, it's not quite so bad, because I haven't developed a very large attachment to him. So.
Derek, I can see that this journey hasn't been just a physical journey to the top of Everest. Mm. It's been an emotional journey to the top of the human soul. If you lose your job after all this, I think it will be a crying shame.
Mm. Perhaps we should start heading back. I think we all owe a big thank you to the Tilbury for being so domesticated.
Yes.
Thanks very much. Nice.
Abominable Tilbury. Well, I am sorry to hear about your little Tibetan friend, but if you're sure you can't stay... Here, I've made you a packed lunch and a nice thermos of cocoa. Oh. There's a penguin biscuit in there for you, John.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye now. Take care.
Bye, Tilbury. Bye, Tilbury.
Pass me the franking machine, would you, Derek?
Oh, it was all a dream. No! Ah! But wait a minute, I've still got Sherpa Tenko's flip-flops, so it must be true.
Yeah, it must be. Tell you what, pin it on the notice board, Derek. It'll be something to always remind us.
Shh! You two, here comes Mr. Tilbury.
Where's Tom Cartwright? Hey, where's Tom? Rather a nasty slip up at the top loom. Sam Oglethorpe has lost his arm in the jenny. You lad, fetch a bucket of hot water and be sharp about it.
What did he say?
Well done, Derek. I think he said that they've decided not to sack you after all. Oh. Come on, let's go and have a celebration cup of tea in the canteen.
Yeah, it's excellent vocal and a fine musical track underneath it.
Wait
as well.
Wait a minute, everyone. That's John Peel on the radio.
I thought he was only on at night time.
Turn it up, Derek.
Probably heard it earlier on Andy's show, but I can't let him steal absolutely all of the limelight. Coming up, yet another of the excellent tracks laid down in session earlier this week by the reformed Ridiculous Biros. Let My Juices Flow.
Let my juices flow.
Peel didn't even give us a dedication.
Oh, don't take it so personally, Sue. John has to maintain his integrity, even if it does mean hurting other people's feelings. Oh, by the way, Derek, do you want to buy a mountain bike?
Yes.
The Young Postman starred Ben Miller as Brian, John Thompson as Derek, and Felicity Montague as Sue. Alistair McGowan as John Peel and Kenny Dalglish, and Jim Barclay as the Captain, Tilbury, Sherpa Tenko and the Tilbury. The part of the Dalai Lama was played by Bert Kwok. The Young Postman was written by Ben Miller, music was by Murray Gold, and the producer was Gareth Edwards.